on Fishing with Mitch Peterson, Josh Sheldon, and Brad Qualley, leading you to the next level.
Welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. So today we're going to talk about crankbaits, and we've talked about crankbaits in the past, but we are going to get very specific. We were just sitting here BSing about crankbaits, and we want to focus on flicker sheds. Now, you guys have all listened to our podcast. We bring up flickers a lot, but we also bring up hot dogs. We bring up Rapalas. We are going to specifically talk about flicker sheds and flicker minnows. That sound reasonable?
I love it. Flicker is... I mean, yeah, absolutely.
When did they come out?
Well, remember they came out and died off, and they discontinued them, and well, then they picked them back up again.
When were we in Green Bay?
2007.
2007. So was the 2006, I think. You sure it was 7?
We were there in 7. We qualified for the 7 in 6.
Yep. So this was end of May, 2007.
And yeah, that'd be about right.
We met a guy at our hotel, Andy Moberly.
Andy Moberly from Nebraska. It's just a tool. When you talked about your boat, you can just destroy it because it's just a tool.
We learned two things from Andy.
Yeah.
One, your boat is just a tool.
Just a tool.
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Especially he was fishing out of his buddy's boat.
Yeah. And he had it trashed.
Destroyed. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he came up to us and goes, "How do you guys keep your boat so clean?" Well, we pick up after ourselves.
Yeah, we don't.
It's not a shit show every day. We walk in there. I mean, you can. But anyway.
And his response was like, "Well, to me, it's just a tool."
Yeah.
And Brad, I've never forgotten that.
Yeah, it's all yours, bro.
But the other thing was, he pulled out a flicker shed, and I think it was before they were released. I don't know who his partner was. He's a truck driver out of South Dakota, and he fished a PWT before this. And I can't think of the guy's name, but I think that's where Andy got these flicker sheds. And we're just like, he's like, "Oh, yeah, they like these." And, you know, it looked like a shad wrap to us.
Well, shad wrap was so big, but...
Yeah.
Well, and that's what we had, piles of shad wraps.
Right. Well, and I remember, Brad, you and I went up to Sydney. To the Cabela's. And remember, they were on closeout because they were done. They discontinued them. Remember, they had that whole bin.
Yeah.
You and I bought, like, we bought probably 120 apiece.
They were done selling shad wraps?
They were $1.25, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
And Brad and I bought almost every damn one in that bin. And that was it. They were done, closeout. Peace out. And for probably 2 years, that's all I had.
Are you talking flickers?
Yes.
Okay. No. Yeah. No, like you said, they came out and then they were going to dump
them. They dumped them and then they...
And I don't think they ever discontinued. They just stopped carrying them nationwide, and then they started picking them back up.
Yeah, maybe that's what
it
was.
And you know why? It's because the next bite started.
Yes, Parsons and Cavias came on with Berkeley's, and they said, "You guys got to start making these again."
Really marketing them, because I don't know if they ever ended marketing them. You just couldn't find them around.
I was getting them off eBay. People were selling them on eBay. I couldn't find them in stores. It was the best I could do was eBay, and I was ordering them. 5 here, 6 there.
Well, so now we're in 2020, and they're all over the place.
Well, now it's just
great.
Yeah,
bait.
I would say one of the hottest baits. So, all right, Brad, top 2 flicker applications, and give me the flickers, size and color.
So, we used to troll them predominantly when we first started using them. So I'm going to stick with, I think, the majority of the time. Now we've ended up casting, but I'm going to go historical for the amount of time that we've been on the water and how much water time our flickers have seen. I am going to say flicker shads pulling in the spring on lead core is deadly.
What size?
Fives.
Fives.
Yep. And then
you know what, we should split this up. You really only need one of us here.
Yeah, I know, really. I mean,
because I'm like, I had it in my head, you know, the same question. I was like, okay, I guess he stole it.
Yeah. Yep. Favorite color in the springtime pulling on lead core?
White.
So the white shields special color?
No,
or
Wonder Bread.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mostly custom painted by Brad himself.
Yes. By Brad in his garage.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The quality paint.
No, they look like shit. But they are terrible. I am not
contrast.
A painter.
No.
But I seem that seems to be the ticket for us. So we use the Wonder Bread. I make them. You know, I'll make 10, 12 of them just for pulling the basins on lead core for 3 weeks out of the year.
Huh. Yeah.
And they're phenomenal. And I love that. And then I'm going to tell you the next one because we've had a ton of success, is the Blue Fire Tiger.
Really? Uh-huh. Interesting.
Blue Fire Tiger at McConaughey.
See, the blue supposedly doesn't show up to the walleyes.
Well, I don't know, but
that's what they say.
I'm telling you, like, when we fished them around here in the Colorado Lakes, blue's just been, yeah. So. Yeah. But the McConaughey bite up at Lake Mack, up by Ogallala, I am telling you that that was money for us. And not just us. We've talked to other teams and not told them what we're using. And, like, the Snyder boys, they use a lot of that Blue Fire Tiger, too, at Big Mac. Or they did. I don't know. I haven't talked to them for years about it. But it was funny that we both kind of narrowed it down. Now, I've talked a lot. We've talked a lot about color and how important is it. I know it's, like, 4 or 5 down on our list.
Right.
But if I had to do the top two, fishing McConaughey, I'm going to pull the Fire Tiger. Fishing the lake here in Denver, I'm going to pull Wonder Bread on lead.
So I can tell you my favorite is...
Natural Shed. Or the Silver Black.
Yeah, Silver and Black and the Ghost are my two favorites, right? The Mouse, whatever you want to call it.
That light gray and...
The light gray is shad looking, and then the Silver and Black. Size 7 is my preferred later in the year. Well, the first early spring, I like the Size 7, and I'm talking casting. I'm not talking trolling. I am more and more and more. I always used to troll the crap out of flicker shads, but more and more I am liking casting the flicker shads.
Yes.
They just run true, and I am catching more and more fish casting these flicker shads. Fives more after May. Middle of May.
I mean, we only went 2, so you're pulling, you're pulling the bigger ones early spring and casting after May.
No, and casting early spring too. I mean, early spring. Like that first tournament we roll into beginning of May, they seem to focus more on the sevens. And then when we start going to that one towards the end of May, beginning of June, they seem to focus on the fives.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you guys, those two colors, but another color, you know, they're coming out with so many of these different ones now with these, you know, these fire tails and stuff like that.
Jointed.
Yep. And we've had luck on the jointed, but something with some sort of bright color on a basic color.
I like the orange bellies on any of them.
Well, if you do the fire tail on the perch, the fire tail on the silver, something like that, we have started to see a lot of success on those two colors.
It comes down, Mitch, you're two.
Well, lead and behind boards, trolling.
Yeah.
I cast flicker shads, you know, when we're casting just to throw it up, but I haven't caught a lot of fish on them, you know, personally. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and then I'm going back to a twister tail or whatnot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure if I spent more time,
we were up at Jumbo when all three of us were fishing while the guys were in the tournament. That first fish I caught was on a flicker.
Well, size 5 flicker. And, you know, like 3 or 4 years ago, we were fishing that same area. We were fishing in Jumbo, and that's all we were casting.
Yep.
On braid into heavy cover, we were casting number 5s, and we were casting the blue and black fire tail.
Yeah, we sure were.
And we were hammering them.
Yeah, see, I've never done I've caught fish on it, but not super well on that blue fire tiger. But, man, those natural colors and, you know, I have the Wonder Breads, which I agree with you guys on that one, and I've cast that Wonder Bread and done well, too. So,
you know what? I think Berkeley has done a problem with the flickers, though, where I think that...
There's too damn many. I can't afford them.
No, well, but here's the thing: you can't afford flickers.
That's the best part.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times they're under $4.
Yeah.
You know
I mean? I just don't have enough room in my boat.
Exactly.
I'm dead serious.
But where
I'm
think
to the point where I've started putting stuff out.
You were kind of making a funny, is that you end up now? I know what they're trying to do. They have too many colors that are similar, right? And you end up, they want guys to go buy. Buy 2 of everything, right?
4.
So,
yeah.
2. Well, I mean, at a minimum, you have 4. To have. Yeah. Yes. I like the 4 to 8, actually.
Yeah.
But you're always going to buy 2. So I know why they do that, because there's a lot of options. Guys roll in there and there's like, well, there's 20 different kinds. I better buy 40. So I have 2 of each.
Yeah.
Sure.
But.
Well, and all the sizes, too. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yes.
No, you know, I mean, you know, 6 is the only neutrally buoyant spending, you know, and.
But I think that...
I like that, but, you know, all of a sudden, shit, I got to buy 6s, you know? It's like, oh. Which I don't use a lot of. But then they have... Here's one I did use. I haven't bought many of them. I only bought a few to try, the shallow running ones.
I haven't bought them yet.
And I thought, well, you know, I got to tell you, boys, I bought the 6s and the shallow running ones, and I don't remember if they come in 5s. Maybe 6 is the only size they come in. But...
catch them in the 4s, too.
Well, that shallow running bait in the 6... It does really good as far as, I mean, it goes 2.5 feet below.
It does seem great for casting.
You are going through the tops of weeds.
Yeah, I just don't have any, but I can see how.
Oh, it was
If it has the same type of action as a 5 or 7.
Oh, it does.
It should.
It's got that little bit bigger profile. So the 5 would work, right? Hold your rod tip up. It dives. It still kind of dives a touch deep. You got a little bit bigger profile with that 6, and it doesn't go as deep. Oh, man, I tell you what, we caught some
fish. Well, I'll have to get some. I can't speak to it. But what I was getting at is there are so many colors. I think that guys that go in that haven't been fishing them a lot, they're just going to pick some. And I think that they should have a premium package like their originals. Their original, this is what you start off with.
Well, they kind of do, though.
But they're all mixed in. It still becomes overwhelming when you were in that
aisle. Well,
when
you're at the store, if you go online, though, they kind of have their originals, and then they're slick, and then
they're,
you know.
But
oh,
talking,
go to Fleet Farm, and it's a whole new world of colors.
Well, because they have customs.
Yep.
Yes.
And Shields has customs.
And that's awesome, too, but I'm talking for the guy that's just getting started. It becomes overwhelming. Yep. And I wish that Berkeley, I wish that Rapala, I wish they would do pro package or whatever package to wear.
Select like 4 or 5 colors.
Yes. So when you went in there, they had, you get 20 baits for X amount of dollars,
right.
And these are their top selling baits. Yeah. They don't need to be the top producing, they're top selling because people are continuously buying the kind that you use, what I buy, because they've shown proficiency.
Well,
people used to them.
I'll tell you what. So, you know, it's a business, right? So they're in the business of selling lures, not letting Josh and Brad and Mitch catch fish with their lures. Sure, that's a bonus, and that's going to help sell it, but truly it's moving lures. And I thought the same exact thing. So at Fleet Farm, last time I was in Minnesota, I got to stop every time.
Got to.
You know, they've got these 4 or 5 packs of the fancy, you know, Fleet Farm colors, which I love them, right? Mm-hmm. They look great to me. I buy them, and I use them. I don't know if they work any better than the natural and Fire Tagger and, you know, some of the basic colors, but I've looked at them. I'm like, well, I really like that purple and yellow stripe crazy thing, but the other 3 aren't that great. Yeah, okay, I'll get them just because they're different colors and everything. So I think they purposely packages them up with a new hot seller or something really intriguing, and then, you know, a couple others that don't sell so much because that's how they increase their sales on those models.
And I'm sure. Yep. I'm sure that, and maybe that's something we do at All Eyes on Fishing, not offer them for sale, but, you know, we could do a blog on our top 10.
Yes.
So guys that want to know, how do I get started?
Sure.
You can always go buy more, but what are the top 5, top 8 that I should buy? I think that would be something we get out this fall when things slow down, that we do something like that. And if they're getting new to running flickers and they want to just email us at alleyesonfishing@gmail.com, we'll get back to you on what we use. We've already discussed them, but we can also put down a few other ones like the Fire Tiger you mentioned. It's a great bait. Yep.
So that brings up a very interesting point because we have done a few podcasts on color, and all of us have color fairly far down our list as far as, you know, level of importance. But all we have done is sit here and talk about color.
Exactly. Because that's what the fisherman is going out to buy, right?
Right.
So I'm talking just your basic run-of-the-mill standard that's going to get you in that door to start.
But I think the key with the flickers is that tighter. It's not even a roll, it's a wobble. You know, it ain't a wobble. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a vibration. And, you know, the fact that they have rattles and they are sound-producing and just, and they're plastic and not wood.
And they're true.
And they run true. And so I think that is first and foremost what I like about flickers and what draws me to them, and especially in the casting. Like we were in really clear water last weekend at the tournament, and so we talked about throwing shad wraps. So I threw some shad wraps, dug out my shad wrap boxes at the bottom, you know, and
blew
the dust off, got the, and I couldn't get a fish. Threw on the flicker within the first 10 casts, had a fish. So I think it's important that, to me, and there's the confidence factor. We've all talked about confidence in baits. I have a ton of confidence in the flickers. And I rolled through jerk baits. I rolled through shad wraps. Mm-hmm. I did flickers. I did and don't overlook flicker minnows when you're casting, because, yes, they have the bigger bills. Yes, they will go deeper. But they are deadly if you are in the right situation casting flicker minnows.
Especially if you're
Alewives.
Or if you're casting a lake that's got a deep shore to where fish are stacked up against the shore, but they'll chase it away to where that bait is going to hug. If you're fishing a shore that goes from 1 foot to 10 foot, within that first three boat links.
Yep.
Money.
Yep. And they're and they're very castable. Like, it's not difficult to throw, but you know, I mean, I rotated through a bunch of baits. Size 5 flicker. That's what I
That's what he came back.
Well, just because that's what I started to get fish on. And even if it would die off, I'd roll through all these baits, go to size, and I've caught a lot of fish on jerk baits, and you know, but and then I'd roll through paddle tail, twister, back to size 5.
Yep. No, I agree with you.
And so I think it's pretty tough. Now, I know a lot of guys that still use shad wraps with the same confidence I use flickers and catch a lot of fish.
And you know what? Yep. Shad wraps are great bait.
Yeah.
Our storm, make a great bait. The thing is
that smash shad from Storm is pretty solid.
It is awesome. It's a great bait.
Yep.
We're talking a $4 bait versus an $8 to $10 bait.
Well, and that's the problem. Yep. Well, some of those new, those you know, specific color shad wraps or whatever, they're $12.
I know.
You know, those special color ones. And I
don't see the value add on a $10, $12 bait versus that $4 bait.
I don't either. I mean,
well, I sure could if I went out to the lake and I was catching them on Rapalos, but I wasn't catching them on flicker shads.
Yes.
I may pay that extra money because there it is. But I think we've all fished both baits for
hundreds of hours.
Yes, plenty of time. And if nothing else, I think we're all over to flickers seem to catch more fish.
I think so. And I was a staunch shad wrap guy. I mean, I used to use them. I won my first tournament on shad wraps. So I do have that soft spot for shad wraps.
Oh, I do too.
And originals, right? Grew up throwing originals.
The originals are a different story.
Yeah, and but I, you know, definitely flickers have moved in, and I'm serious. I have no more room for boxes
of
flickers.
Well, you know? I want to get your guys' opinion on this too, because the jointeds are out now. They've had them now for a little bit, and how come? Maybe it's the way I've cast them, but why can't anybody get it right? The right hook ratio.
Because that little hook hooks the front one, right?
Back
hook. Yeah, and it's on the fives more than the sevens, I'll tell you that.
And so why can't they, I mean, we can change it out, but why couldn't you put the next size smaller
on the back?
On the back, because it just barely hooks each other.
Yep.
And that is a pain in the butt. So if you are going to be casting, it is good to change out that back hook to that next smaller size. It doesn't change the catch rate. It's not noticeable. No. But what it does is keep you in the water casting all the time. And if Berkeley, someone from Berkeley is listening out there, that would be one of the things that I think could make that bait better. The bait runs great, but when you cast it, sometimes the back hook gets hung up on that belly hook.
Yeah, I tell you, it's a win-win. It might improve the product. Plus, I bet a little bit smaller trouble would cost Berkeley less. They'd make more profit.
There you go.
Now they can charge $3.90 instead of $3.99.
Yeah. Just sell us the colors that work.
Yeah, right. I really like the jointed though. I've had a lot of success on the jointed casting and trolling.
Have you had them hang up?
Oh yeah, no, I've had that. Yeah, and I think the same thing. I think, golly, you know what a pain in the butt. But you know, I have noticed, especially when we're fishing the weeds, if I need a little extra, a little something to pull them up. Man, that jointed.
It's got a tail kick to it. It's got that tight wobble in the front and a tail kick in the back.
If it's muddy water, you know, that jointed just seems to give them just a little bit more. And I've caught a lot of good fish on the jointed so far.
Well, and my favorite thing I think about the jointed, and it's just what appeals to me, but I love the red little tail, that back part being red or orange, that kind of contrast in color. Because now you've got that bait that's, you know, a solid bait. Now we're breaking it apart. And you bet that extra color is kind of moving a little different than the front color or the main color.
I like the thing that I do like about the jointed is the wider tail kick it has. It's tight front body, back bigger kick.
Yep.
It's just different. You're still getting that
same. It's almost like a hump. Almost like it humps over where it's jointed in that one, almost that back end kind of almost hangs down a little bit.
Yes, it does.
Flops.
Yeah. Yes, it's you know, it's a pretty cool design.
I think it works. Yeah, well, and you know, for the price, I mean, if I pop one off, I don't feel like I got to go sign up for overtime, right? You know, so
we've all thrown crankbaits and jacked with them, or you just step on them, whatever. But I know we've all dealt with bills that break off or even eyelets that pull out a little bit or whatever. And I would say with a flicker shad, sure, they're cheap. They're economical. But I've never had
quality
problem.
No. Never ever have I had those options.
No.
And we fished them hundreds and hundreds of
hours. I fished them so much that the hooks are wearing into the paint on the side from them being out there so long. You know? I mean, I've got a lot of them where I've got that hook mark where the treble has rubbed on the sides and it's, you know, starting to wear through the paint. And they just, I just do, I have always loved them for trolling. They've always been my go-to trolling. And now more and more with the casting. And one of my rods, I mean, I've always got one on.
Always have a flicker.
Always for casting. And then, you know, 9 times out of 10, if you pull out my trolling rods, there's going to be flickers on my trolling rods. Minnow, you know, flicker shad, whatever.
Well, especially all summer long, basically. Yeah. Oh, maybe spring and fall might be stick baits, but, boy, the majority of the time that we troll, we're probably running flickers.
Yep. So for guys that are getting in the game, right, or guys that have been in the game, if you're not pulling flicker shads, flicker minnows, or the jointed, get yourself some. We're not out here just saying it to try to get Berkeley to give us a bunch of cash. We are telling you that these are good baits.
Yep.
Ask around. They are good, solid baits. Yep.
We and I know that, you know, Mitch's home area up north, you know. It's all Rapala. I mean, they are Rapala lovers, and I get it. I am, too.
And I love them, too.
And it's well-earned.
The other thing that I like about Berkeley flicker shads is everybody pronounces Berkeley correctly. We don't have half the ding-dong saying Rapala. Is that how most people? Yeah, Rapala.
Listen, I've heard some very famous people say Rapala.
They're wrong.
Well, this is from the guy who called leech suckers. Or what did you call them? Bloodsuckers.
Bloodsuckers. Yeah, that's what they are. That's their common name.
You know, but I do. I know you guys are pretty, you know, stiff with those as far as that's what you've used. That's what your daddy's used, your granddaddy's, whatever. I'm telling you right now. You will not be disappointed if you, you know, span out into flicker sheds.
Hey, so if anybody has questions on flickers and they want to get a list of what they want, we'll get something out this fall in a blog. But also, make sure you're emailing us at alleyesonfishing@gmail.com. We will get to your questions. We will get you answered. But check them out. Try them. They're a good quality bait, and hopefully it'll put you on more fish. From all of us at All Eyes on Fishing, thanks.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to The Next Level. And you can hear longer podcasts and more information on all of your favorite topics. And check us out at alleyesonfishing.com for apparel, blogs, and other information. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. All Eyes on Fishing, leading you to the next level.